Among the new policy concepts floating around is the idea of universal basic income, or UBI. This universal basic income takes the form of a payment made by the public sector to every adult, whether they need it or not. This is different from welfare, since payment is not based upon one's income, and it's different from Social Security, since payment is not based upon age. While the notion of universal basic income sounds too good to be true, this past November, the government of Finland proposed paying every adult 800 euros every month, which translates into nearly $900 per month. The Swiss are set to vote in a referendum on basic income this year, and the Dutch city of Utrecht will soon begin a basic income pilot program. According to writer Judith Schulwitz, this would not only serve to ensure that every citizen enjoyed some basic level of consumption, but would also address some social injustices, like the fact that stay-at-home parents are not paid for their societal contributions. In some sense, the idea of universal basic income is not new. In 1797, Thomas Paine declared that nations should supply every 21-year-old a lump sum because those who inherit land have an unfair advantage over those who don't. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.